Welcome to the show.
So glad you're here, and we're going to have a great show today.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your mind. Than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. You got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. Everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
Hello, and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bash, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So glad that you could join me. I'm trying my best to keep my phone from touching my keypad, because you know these touch screens, I will have hung up on myself and not even known it. Okay, welcome to the show. We're here to empower your mind and get you ready for your next. This is Madeline, your host. It's been an interesting week. We're in the middle of March, ladies and gentlemen. Well, almost. Today is the 13th of March, and yeah, we're moving right along. So what have you done? What are you doing differently? What have you done with your list? You know, those of you who know here, we're helping you to move to your next. We had our New Year's resolutions. We have our what I want to do next or what I need to do better or how can I grow me, your self-improvement. That's what we're working on. We want to work on you. We want to get your space going and what it is that's happening in your head. How are you thinking? You know, what are you exposing yourself to? What are you exposing your family to? So today we're going to talk about change the space you're in. Time to do some moving, changing some addresses of yourself, putting you in places and positions in which are not healthy for you. Maybe you're trying to grow a business. Maybe you're moving into your different spiritual next level, because here we're believers in business. We're here as believers moving forward. So we're going to change our address, and we're going to have a purpose option now, okay? That's P.O. box now, okay? So we're going to change our address. We're going to be purpose option now. That's the button we're clicking. That's the next place we're moving. And I believe that it is a great place for us to be. So where are you, and are you okay with your dream? Where are you in it? Have you planned it? Do you have a strategy? And those two things are different. You can plan something, but a strategy is what happens if. If this person doesn't show up, this speaker doesn't show up, like my event, I didn't have anybody to do my food. I had three vendors and thought I had it covered, and all three vendors backed out on me. So you got to have a strategy. You got to have a plan. And I had a strategy in place, but not anticipating the building not being open on time. That was something that I was really surprised with. And so you just have to have a strategy. You have to have room for those what ifs. You have to have that space just in case. Okay, so have you done anything when it comes to whatever it is that you're doing next? Are you having an event? Are you an event planner? If not, you might want to hire one. That person can take care of all of those mishaps, and they can do the strategy and promoting and doing the things that and free you up for the prep as far as talking to your vendors or your guest speakers or your podium or your, some people call it a forum, authors forum, where you can have nothing but authors who've written their books maybe from your areas. They're not big titles, but they're people that you believe that individuals should hear, just like preachers invite other speakers. And a lot of times these individuals are just motivational someone who can encourage the leaders of that church to do better or to grow or to enhance in some type of way. So what are you doing in your next, and is it, Are you ready for that next? Are you ready to move? Some people are not ready to move. So if you're that person, you haven't even written down your idea. It ain't even a dream yet. You got an idea, something you thought about that you haven't even put any pen to paper with. So that's important, okay? Don't allow others who have given up on their own dreams, don't let them convince you that your purpose is not worth fulfilling, okay? Don't let them make you feel less than them, because they're feeling pretty low right now. They don't have the encouragement to encourage themselves. God does say to encourage yourself, strengthen yourself, pray in the Lord to get you all of these things. Run and not get weary. Walk and not faint. We have to be willing to do good things in well in Him. So don't get tired. Don't pass out. Take you a break if you need to, but don't break too long, because you know that you're subject to quit. And it happens. We just say, oh, you know what, I'm just going to get comfortable right here and I'm not moving no more. Done. But God has a plan prepared for all of us. So we have to be willing to allow Him to do it. If He brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. Y'all may have heard people say those things, but God does equip you. Those whom He has called, if He's called you to do something, He will equip you. He'll give you. Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the people. Don't worry about the leaders, the building, you know, the person, place, the thing. Let Him deal with all of that. You just get you ready for whatever it is that's coming. We ask God for all these great things. We want all this money. We want all this stuff. But people with money and bunch of stuff comes expenses. You have this big house. There's utilities. There's upkeep. There's taxes. Are you able to keep that up? If you're running and going all the time, who's going to do it? That means you got to hire a maid, or you hire lawn service people, or you know, housekeepers to come in and take care of cleaning your home while you're not there. You got this big old mansion and you're not even home half the time. You got all of these cars and you can't drive one car at a time. So, you know, why do you want all this stuff? There's maintenance that goes with these high-dollar cars. You know, you got an oil change in a regular everyday everyday car for you, an SUV, even a small car. You can get your oil change, 20, 30, sometimes 40, depending on the size of the vehicle. On your car, but you start getting them Ferraris and Maseratis and all of those those Rolls Royces. Upkeep on those cars alone, people, it's a house note trying to get everything taken care of on a vehicle that you need. You got a special order, this and that. So it takes money to have money. It takes money to make money. And I know that as believers, we've been taught that if we are to pursue purpose, if we are to pursue prosperity, we're wrong for that. The love of money in your heart, it is what is the root of evil, okay? So if that's all you see is the money, then that's a problem. But if you're looking at it to make some changes and to do some great things, even with what you have, too much is given, much is required. You're going to be required to do a lot of things. People are going to be calling you, asking you to donate to this. Can you come speak at that? When you become popular, are you ready for that? Your life becomes everyone. It's not your own anymore, and it's like, you know, it's like salvation. I don't want to say it's definite, but you have that exposure. T.D. Jakes, he goes around, you know, people see him. He's always in pastor mode. He's always in that mode because people are always around him and watching him. So he has to be very, very careful. He and his family, they have their issues. They've had their situations that they've gone through in their lives. And movie stars. And when they have cancer or when they get sick or somebody dies, you know, we all mourning with them, and you can't even go to your own parents' funeral or even go to their bedside. You know, you're ready to give up on your family and people who are next to you. So be willing to do some things differently, people. Change the space you're in. If you got people around you who are negative and they're not taking care of their family and they're trying to keep you in that same space, it's time to move. It's time to tell them, look here, you know, I'm trying to be better in Christ, so I'm going to need you to step back. Just don't be afraid to tell them to move around or, you know, this is where I'm headed. We're living according to the will of God, and the scriptures say if there are people who are also saying that they love the Lord, then you got to pull that word out. And you tell them, look, this is what my Bible's saying. You know, what Bible are you studying? This is what we need to do. Family, you know, your husband, your wives, your kids, they need to see you praying, and they need to see you working through the word through the issues that you have, okay? So all of these require work, patience, time, and it takes forgiveness to be loved. You know, a lot of us are looking for love in all of the wrong people, places, things. You know, it's just we need to be careful what we're asking God for. The plan is full of life. It is full of life. It's for you. It's in speak future. Speak prosperity and speak love. It's okay to ask God for some things, but are you ready for what you're asking for? Are you ready to move to that address? Are you ready to move to that next? Why do you allow other people to put a lid on your jar? Have you ever heard the analogy about the grasshopper? Some people use crickets, but it jumps, and it bumps ahead, and you finally it just stops jumping because it's tired of bumping its head. Well, the lid is removed, but guess what? They still don't jump. Why? Because they feel that that lid is still there. They don't look up to realize, hey, you know, you a lot of times you remove a top from something. I don't care if it has holes in it or whatever, but if you take the top off, more light comes in. And y'all know that Jesus, he is the light. He is the light of our path. He makes our way bright. And so the light comes in when the lid comes off. And your journey after redemption then gets to the place where it's amazing. And we're afraid of that. Some people are just afraid of bumping their head, getting a little bruised. But that is when you truly begin to live, when you start to live according to the will of God. Okay, so what is the American dream to you? Not to other people, but to you. We talk about black power, and we want to do this, we want to do that, and color defines so many different things. It defines success, it defines education, money. But it is really up to you what God has planned for you. So don't allow the ways of the world. God says do not change to the ways of the world. You need to be able to change to what he will have you be. Write down what it is that God has for you. Have you written it down? If you haven't, get started. Get your book, get your journal. My daughter and I are doing a little journal right now, and it's a finishing sentences. Some are creating stories. They start it out for you, and you complete it. And it allows your imagination. Get them brain juices flowing. Do it with your kids, your teenagers, you know, just some simple stories that you can do with your kids. Have a sentence for the day and just tell them when you get home this evening or when I get off from work, this is their bedtime. They've taken their bath. They've done their homework. They're in bed. Did you finish your story? Yes, let them pull out their little paper and read it to you, and you read yours to them. And it's something that you can do together, okay? So write it down. Write your dreams. Write your visions down and allow your kids to have that imagination but also be able to fulfill that plan and put it into play. Help them make their dreams come true. It's possible. And then see if the dream is lost. Where is it? Did it go somewhere? You just put it aside. Maybe you got married, had some kids, whatever the case may be. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. But you have to get to the point where you get back on track. Find the path that God has for you. Find it and get on it and continue to move forward. Don't allow somebody hurt your feelings 9,000 years ago. Didn't pay you back some money 9,000 years ago, put you in debt, you know, whatever the case may be. I made some financial decisions with my husband, but they were my husbands. I was married twice, those of you like husbands. I was married twice, and in both of those, I don't regret giving my 100% in my marriages. It didn't work? Okay, it didn't work, but I can't beat myself up. I did what I was supposed to do. I may not have done it perfectly, but I did. As far as finances, I didn't believe in separate bank accounts, like things like that, that where we were one unit. So live on purpose and move forward. The new road is leading you to your purpose. Your passion is going to lead you to your purpose. Well, I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been So Real with Madeline. By creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards in Christ. Have a wonderful day and a powerful evening. May God bless and keep you. Good night.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.